This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kevin Dotson. Traded to the Los Angeles Rams, and in exchange, the Steelers move up around from 5th to 4th in 2024, and then in 2025, the Steelers move from 6th to 5th. So the Steelers gave up an extra offensive lineman, and in exchange, moved up around in each of the next two drafts. And the Rams, they get some depth. At offensive line. Some opinions here and there. I know I got tagged in a tweet over the weekend that said that this isn't great. It's not a great trade because you lose that offensive line depth. Which I'm with that to an extent. You always want depth on the team. You always want extra players to be able to come in and play. At the same token, though, Dotson's one of those guys that you know, he was a starter. He struggled a little bit here and there. He's very uncertain. You've traded him, and now you get better picks in the future, and the Steelers are really going all in. Like, I think that this is kind of what the Steelers are doing, and this is what the Steelers wanted to do. This is how they want things done. They're all in at this point. The Steelers have pushed all their chips in. They have signed players, they've acquired players who, especially on the line, that are universally considered upgrades. They're not going to retain players just because. Like, oh, could Dotson figure it out? Could Dotson, you know, be a consistent part of the line? The answer is no. He was depth for the Steelers. That's pretty much been certain. So the Steelers are saying, okay, we're not holding on to anybody. We're not giving any unnecessary chances that we don't have to. So trade them, get better picks in the next two drafts. They're later round picks, but they're better picks. And also, offload and really invest and really commit to the players that you have on the roster right now for the offensive line. I get the argument that says, you know, okay, we want depth. But, I mean, at this point, Dotson was not the future of the Pittsburgh Steelers offensive line. He wasn't. So I'm totally fine. And, again, I've talked about this before. I wanted them to rebuild, take it down, tank a little bit, get super better picks in the draft, not just, you know, okay, mid-round. I wanted, like, first of the bunch picks. They didn't do that. So if they're going to fully commit and they're saying, okay, these are our guys, I'm going to trust them in this case because they didn't give up. They didn't say, we're done. This is it. We're done. They didn't say that. They said, nope, we're the Steelers. We're going to get better. Don't worry about it. And then they went out and they got better. They had a solid draft. They added players in free agency. They traded. And they've reached a point where their offensive line is strong and solidified. So Dotson, just his depth. I mean, if he's not going to be the future, why have him on the roster? The future of the team could very well be the next two draft picks that they've gotten over the next 2 years. Maybe. In fact, they get to choose one round sooner to pick guys. I think that's a good thing overall. I think it's fine. I think it's a good thing. I don't think it's catastrophic to trade him. Again, yeah, more depth is cool, but better picks in the future I think is even better. And again, they're committing to that offensive line right now that they have. They are committing to the players that they've acquired, they've drafted. And that, I think, is a good thing as well. That has some value. So I approve of the Steelers trade. Good that they got future draft picks, future better draft picks, and also I think it's good to offload a guy that really wasn't going to be a part of the future of the team. So good job by the Steelers. Good job by the Steelers.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.